First of all, any weatherman will tell you it is no coincidence. The record heat in the Midwest and the cool temps along the West Coast, those are related. There's a ridge of pressure in the atmosphere that's keeping it that way. Cliff Mass, the go-to guy for weather answers at the University of Washington's Atmospheric Sciences Department, says the pattern has been in place for 6 months.
Originally, the explanation was La Nina, but La Nina's gone now. It's really weakened. And so something else is keeping this in place, and I don't think any of us know why that is.
The low-pressure zone is keeping it cloudy here. For nearly 2 weeks, our temperatures have been a bit below average, which is about 75 degrees this time of year. And normally, the next few weeks would be the hottest and driest part of summer.
So that's what makes people so upset, because we're going to the dry period. They know it. And we keep on getting those clouds and precipitation.
Mass says nobody can forecast accurately more than about a week in advance, so there's a chance it might suddenly get hot. And there is a glimmer of hope from one of the computer models at the National Weather Service. It says we could get normal summer weather at the end of next week. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.